So welcome everybody. We are privileged and excited to be here today. We started this process over a year ago, reviewing over 70 sites in four different Midwest states, in Michigan, West Virginia, Indiana, and Ohio, before settling on Muncie, Indiana. My name is Nigel Morrison. I'm president of one of the Heritage Group of companies that I'll describe later. That's very similar in terms of technology to what Sync National pioneered over the last few years. This is truly an international venture, and as you can hear, I do not have the attractive dulcet tones of a Hoosier. Sorry. I'm actually from the UK. But why have I moved from the UK, which is about 25 years ago? Well, actually, I had a premonition, a strong premonition, and all I heard was Brexit. I didn't know what it meant, but I got a bad feeling about it. And then, to a lesser extent, Prince Harry was going to marry an American actress. So I thought, it's time to get out of here. So 25 years ago, 1993, I brought my family here, actually to Marietta, Ohio. And that's where I started my career in the US, and I've had a great time. And more seriously, over those 25 years, I've worked in industries, primarily in the Midwest, but also on the East Coast, and become to really love the working atmosphere in Indiana, to the extent where I now reside in Westfield, Indiana, and work for Heritage, and I'm very, very excited to be involved in this project. So I want to go ahead and firstly thank some of my team that are on the bench today. So firstly, Darcy Ackerman is the Senior Vice President of Growth and New Ventures for Heritage, and she's worked honestly, tirelessly with this project over the year. And also, we have two of our colleagues from Zinc National. We have Armando Leo from Monterrey, and also Guillermo Septien from Monterrey, and they've come up here today to be with us today, which I'm very, very proud to say. Also, we have from Stimulus, Matt and Tim Conrad, who have really been our conduit with with Muncie City over the last few months, and we really thank you for that. So I really want to thank my team. In addition, I'd also like to thank the people already presented here today, particularly Mayor Dennis Tyler. The mayor and his team are a major reason that we chose Muncie for this site. I was actually saying to the mayor just before we came on the podium that even though we looked at 70 different sites, as soon as Darcy and I had seen the Bald Water site, we fell in love with it immediately. And so from that point on, really, there was only one site that we were really, really looking at, and that this was the Muncie site, and we're very pleased to have selected it. I'd like to thank Doug Marshall, President of the Muncie Common Council, who visited with us multiple times to help us choose Muncie, particularly Tom Donati, Executive Director of the City of Muncie Economic Development, and Executive Director of Muncie Redevelopment Commission. And Todd, you've been very professional throughout this whole exercise and very responsive, and we look forward to working with you in the future. Thanks, Todd. In addition, there are many others from the City of Muncie who visited with us and answered our questions. Very, very receptive. Also, Delaware County Commissioners, who first made us aware of the Bald Water site, even though we were talking to the county. Would also like to thank, unfortunately you can't be here, but Governor Holcomb and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, but thankfully, Chris, you could be here today, and we appreciate that, because also that was important in terms of our selection for Indiana. Okay, now we want to talk about our exciting project. The project is basically four parts: an instruction to an introduction to Heritage and Zinc National, the two joint venture partners. A description of the project, which I'll go through, and then finally some details regarding Heritage and Zinc National's commitment to the local communities where the facilities reside, basically that the mayor touched upon earlier. So firstly, let's get the clicker sorted out, right? That's always important. That goes the other way, right? That's better. No, it's not. Keep going. Here we go. So the name of the company is Well Sustainable Products. We basically chose this name, firstly because the technology is based on the Welsh kiln, and I'll describe that later. Welsh is actually the German word for waltz. And again, I'll explain why that's relevant. And then sustainable products is because we're very much in the green space, environmentally friendly type of operations, and sustainability is the core of many companies today, including our two. So first I'll talk about the heritage background. The Heritage Group history is really remarkable. It's a fourth generation family, all based in Indiana, has really been building these lasting relationships with its partners for over 80 years. 250 plus Fortune 500 companies, 7,000 employees, and staggering $8 billion in revenue. This is a private company, so not these figures are not always shown. And so it just shows you, I think, Chris, you mentioned a powerhouse, and truly a powerhouse here in the state of Indiana. These are some of the companies we have. It basically cuts it into the various areas of the portfolio. Here we have Monument Chemical, which is a chemical company. We have a construction company, aggregates and asphalt, all sort of combined. And the company actually started four generations ago. I don't know if some of you might remember the gas crystal flash. That was the first, company that was formed in Indiana way back. And from there, the various Faisenkopf family members grew the business. Also on this front, more topical, is that the Indy 500 racetrack was laid by Heritage, based on the technology that we've developed over many years in terms of road building and aggregates, etc. This is the more of the environmental area, that's more in the space of what we're doing with Zinc National. Some of the things I'll mention here, we've got Heritage Environmental, which is the joint venture partner in the project. I actually run this company, which is Piezo Technologies, which stands for pig iron and zinc oxide, which again is very similar, as I mentioned before, the technology that we're going to look at today. This really is just another slide to show all the different companies and the trade names, etc. Crystal Clear is another one you might recognize. That is where companies, we go into companies and take out the old oil and recycle the oil. So it's very much a theme here of green and recycling. Now Zinc National, our joint venture partner. Based in Monterrey, Mexico, again, fourth generation family, privately owned business. Now, as you see from no hair and grey hair, I've been in the business a long time in Scandinavia, England, and over here. One of the most important things I've seen in terms of getting a joint venture partnership that works is to have them culturally aligned. And you wouldn't believe, even though it's Mexico and the US, how these two companies are really culturally aligned. Not only fourth generation family business, but working very closely with their employees, working very closely with the communities, building long-term relationships. I started working with Zinc National 10 years ago, and it's worked successfully over 10 years without a hiccup. So they were founded in 2017, so based in Monterrey, Mexico, 3,000 employees, so sizable. And they also work in the wall plaster and gypsum industry in Mexico, which is very large, largest in Latin America here. Also the largest manufacturer of zinc oxide and zinc sulfate in Latin America. The largest supplier of lightweight construction systems in Mexico. So a large company, international, products sold in 25 countries. And also operates Well Skills, which I'll mention later, in four different countries. Extremely successful. And I don't know how much you know about these products, zinc oxide and zinc sulfate, but Zinc National are a member of the International Zinc Association, and their motto is zinc is crucial for life. And they've worked with UNICEF, this is IZA, over a number of years to promote the use of zinc in particularly the developed world where there's a zinc deficiency. So it's not like other heavy metals. Zinc is a crucial for life. These are the similar plants. This is what the plant will look like in Munson. So we have a plant here. Oops, sorry, wrong one. Let's go. Where did I lose it? Am I going back? The way? No, that's the wrong way. You've seen it all now. Too fast on the clicker. There we go. Okay. So here we've got the plant in Monterrey, Mexico, which is not only a well-scale operation, but they also do process zinc oxide and zinc sulfate. The three other plants, one in Alabama, obviously the US, one in Turkey, and one in South Korea, are more or less what we intend to build here in Munsee, which is the well-scale operation, producing two products, zinc oxide and iron concentrate. The first investment was in 2009, and then two more recent investments, 2017 and again 2017. So a rapidly growing company as well in this field. I'm very, very confident at it. Okay. So now let's go to the specifics of the World Sustainable Products Plan. In terms of investment and jobs, the first phase, as we call it, will be to build one kiln for about $50 million with 60 employees. Our intent is to also build a second kiln, and I'll explain why we expect to do that later, which will be another $25 million and a further 30 jobs. So in total, it's 60 to 90 direct jobs. We intend to be very competitive in terms of the benefits and the wages and salaries that we offer. And then also, there's always the indirect jobs. I think this is underestimated. You know, these indirect jobs in the area for mechanical, electrical, electronics, civil, IT, freight, railroad, utilities, and other services will also help the Munsee area to grow. In terms of our timeline, we're here now. So site selection January, we've got it. It took a little longer than we expected, but we're here. This is where we are now. And then we're permitting. We've already talked to IDM about permits, and so that's already going along. Engineering, we've actually now down to two engineering firms that we want to work with, and we'll select one hopefully, if not this week, next week. So we're going to start the engineering. And then equipment, we've already actually bought the main kiln, which is the primary piece of kit, and we'll be purchasing more. And then construction, we're hoping later this year, with a view to starting up commissioning June 2020. So aggressive timetable, but this is what we're planning for. In terms of some of the I mentioned before, zinc oxide and iron concentrate are the two finished products. In terms of the utilities we need electric power, we use gas in the kiln, we need water. One of the main reasons we chose this site was because of the rail spur that's next to the property. And also major highway. So a lot of what we're looking for fit perfectly with this site. And it is a heavy industrial process as well, and Munsee does have the tradition of working with people with heavy industry. One thing Guillermo pointed out this morning as we were going through the slides earlier was what was also crucial, and it's not on this slide, but it's crucial, was Munsee has place where we think we could gain access to the right workforce. You know, unemployment in the US is way down, and we were looking at somewhere that had who were used to the industrial environment, that we could get access to people, that there was, as the mayor was pointing out, the education establishments in this area. So that also ultimately was a major driving force to why we chose Munsee. This is just some images again. so you can see what the plant is going to look like. Turkey, Milford, Alabama, and the plant in Monterey. In terms of a crucial part of the project is feedstock. The feedstock is from an electric arc furnace. I don't know if you know what an electric arc furnace is, but there's basically two ways to make steel. One is by digging up iron ore from the ground and putting what they call through a blast furnace and basic oxygen furnace. About 40% of the steel made in the US is through that. But the majority, though, the 60%, goes through what we call the electric arc. Not that way. Anyway. Do it again. Yeah, very good. The electric arc furnace. And this is based on scrap. It's a wonderful, what we call a recycling story, because all the scrap from construction, from automobiles, from broken up ships, gets fed into these furnaces to make steel. It's used again to make automobiles, to make ships, for construction. Companies like Nucor, SDI, powerhouse Indiana companies, or have plants in Indiana at least. And the raw material is actually, when they what we call strike the arc on the electric arc furnace, the dust comes out, and that's collected all very environmentally friendly into bag houses that we have here. And then it collects the dust. And this is our raw material. Now, in this dust is about 20% zinc, because as you know, some of you should know, that when you make steel, and to stop it from corroding, you have to put zinc on it, it's called galvanizing. So that zinc actually goes from this process into dust, and that is our raw material. And so why do you want to build a plant in the Midwest and Indiana is because these blue dots are where the steel electric arc steel companies operate. And as you can see in this area here, there are a large number of electric arc furnaces. And so logistically, it's a perfect position for us. The Alabama plant is down here. So Zinc National are capturing primarily these customers here, but we want to gain access to the steel plants up here. And this area is growing. Nucor only announced yesterday that they're going to build a brand new spanking plant in this region. And North Star BlueScope in Ohio, they're going to expand too. SDI are talking about expanding. And that's really why we're thinking about a second kiln, because we'll very soon we'll not have the capacity with one kiln to take all the dust that's generated in this region. This is the process called the Welsh kiln process. Now, it's a rotary kiln, it's like a cement kiln, and it rotates and it rocks. So the reason why it's called a Welsh kiln, waltz, is because it's as though it's waltzing. So that's why it's been called that for years. So basically the process is, when the dust comes in, these are what we call feed pellets. So when the product comes in, we mix it with water, and then we feed this in with coke into this Welsh kiln. And a reaction takes place, as you can see with all these chemical symbols, a reaction takes place where the zinc oxide is reduced by the carbon to produce a enriched zinc oxide. As I said before, the zinc comes in at 20%, it's enriched to 60%. And that is what we call crude zinc oxide. And that is the crude zinc oxide that's used to either produce zinc metal or to go into zinc chemicals. Now, out of this end, we have what we call an iron-rich product that can be used for cement manufacturing or can be used for road building. So that, very simply, is the process. I just want to take just a few moments to talk about community involvement. The mayor touched on it earlier, but these two companies, Heritage and Zinc National, really invest in the community. And these slides just evidence of that. So this is Grupo Promux Foundation. It is basically a part of Zinc National. And as you can see here, that they're working with the communities to educate them on what we're doing, on what they do. Any sort of charitable organizations they get involved in. So, as I say, annually help 60 to 80 organizations related to health association, summer camp, scholarships, charity organizations, and donations. Very commendable. Again, another example of how this is actually the site in Monterey, and they've got people from the local community to come along and view what they do, because it's important that the community understand what's happening on their doorstep, and that's again what we do as companies. And this is the Zinc National Education movement, really, where they reach out to youngsters in the Monterey area to help them in terms of education, which is obviously crucial for the community. In terms of heritage has a similar culture of working with the communities. This is a recent community outreach working with the veterans, and here getting an Earth Day, where basically asking people to bring waste so that heritage could look after it successfully, and getting recipients of 6,500 in environmental grants. This is very wordy, but it just shows some of the heritage group working in the community. The Children's Museum in downtown Indiana, celebrating Sciences of Indiana, Hoosier Science and Engineering Fair, Purdue Polytechnic High School, Kids Science Camp, and Women's Fund of Central Indiana. Again, all excellent programs. And we also have environmental grants. We have job training programs. For example, schools donated bikes to schools, and public school lab pack program. Community emergency response. 28 employees serve as volunteer firefighters and emergency medical technicians in the heritage staff. We have public tours to show people what we do, and community advisory panel. And this is actually my final slide, I believe, to just again show how heritage is involved in the community. This is related to our East Liverpool plant and charitable giving. So heritage donates over $150,000 annually to charitable organizations. Yes, it was the last. The clicker is not working anymore, so that's good. It was the last. So thank you very much. And, our team will answer any questions you might have at this time.